You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 87, Not Quite Back on Track. Originally recording this, or the original record date, I should say, for the week starting Sunday, August 21st. So I went a month between last episodes. I'm trying my best to stay on these podcast episode schedules, but not doing so good. So, but it's what it is, you know. So at some point I'll get back on track. But until then, let's start the news. So last episode I covered the RNC. This time, the DNC. So the DNC was heads more civil and saner than the RNC was. My thoughts. So here's my thoughts on the Democratic National Convention, which was held last week. So that would have been the middle of August. Let me get this part out of the way. So I'm pretty upset that Bernie Sanders got kicked out of the way. I was a Bernie supporter, and the convention basically ushered in Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee for president. I don't hate her. I don't. You know, there's things she's done good and everything like that. So I don't have issues. You know, she served in many positions, Secretary of State and a senator, and was a first lady when Bill Clinton was in office. So I mean, there's a lot of things, but I really wanted Bernie. Bernie had a lot of progressive stuff. So I'm kind of dismayed by my party. I've been a lifelong Democrat since 18 years old. It's a long time. It's over 30 years of being in the same party. And I'm not a party line guy. I'll vote for the Republican if I, or the Independent or the Libertarian or whoever, as needs be. No politician's perfect. They all make their mistakes and everything like that. So, but I really wanted Bernie. And so, I was kind of dismayed to see him in the audience. I wish he would have been on stage making his acceptance speech, But that's not, didn't happen. But regardless of that, things were civil. Things, the speeches were very progressive. Jobs and moving the country forward and everything like that. There was no negativity like the RNC had. There wasn't a whole bunch of, we're getting away with this. We're going to do away with this. It was all, let's make things better. Let's move this country to a more sane and progressive level. And that's one of the main reasons why I am a lifelong Democrat, and why I still am with the party. Because, as much as the changes and things that they had, that they need to make, and the infighting still happens here and there, but it's nowhere near like what the Republicans are. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to trash the Republican Party here, but the Democratic Party is really, pretty solid, for the most part. So when there is this kind of, backbiting thing or pulling the rug out from under someone like Bernie Sanders, it makes me really disappointed. It's like, you should be better than this. This is not, something that you really need to, identify yourself as, the party of disruption or the party of division, We already have one of those, and I wish we were more politically correct on a lot of areas in this country and everything like that. To be put people first. Let's work on the public option for healthcare, single payer. Let's get rid of this healthcare thing that has some issues. Obamacare works, or Affordable Care Act. It works well, and there's some changes it needs to make. Everyone. Even Barack Obama himself has talked about, it's not perfect and it needs changes. So, things need to be updated, but, we need to put our people in this country first before any of these politicians. And, that's why it was nice to see the Democratic National Convention, move forward with, progressive ideas and have a good focus. So I guess we'll see what happens come November. So VH1 Classic ends and becomes MTV Classic on August 1st. So, yeah, so VH1 Video Hits 1, you know, was an off branch of MTV, the original MTV from 1981. And they, you know, for the longest time, the normal VH1 channel, which is still around, you know, showed videos, and they had different, you know, shows and things like that. And then they created this VH1 Classic to kind of offset or, you know, offshore and create other shows. So, like, for instance, one show that I used to watch on VH1 Classic was That Metal Show, hosted by longtime DJ Eddie Trunk. So that's been on that channel for the longest time. Now that it becomes MTV Classic, I mean, the show hasn't had new episodes for a while, but now pretty much MTV Classic, it's kind of, I don't know, the transition of this is kind of interesting. So, you know, MTV Classic, you know, classic or retro or whatever, you know, or original or whatever you want to, you know, deem this type of thing. You know, they show music videos now. Oh, okay. You know, how novel, MTV showing music videos. So, so anyway, they have, you know, the crossover itself happened on August 1st, which was, August 1st, 1981 was when MTV first appeared, you know, with the music video by the Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star. In this case, MTV killed the classic star of VH1. So, you know, we'll see what it is. I you know, I'm not sure if I get MTV Classic anymore on my cable. You know, cable's kind of a mixed bag sometimes, depending on the package you have. You know, a lot of channels, they don't show up. And you have to look at, oh, if I pay another $25 a month, I can get the two channels I like. You know, it's like, I don't understand why they don't just include a lot of these basic channels, you know, but hey, I don't run the cable company. I'm just the one that gets gouged by them. So, so MTV Classic shows music videos and other shows and, you know, other type of music things. So, yeah, we'll see what this channel does. So, there you go. Production of VHS is coming to an end. Really, didn't that happen years ago? So this company, Funai, was the last maker of the VHS players and recorders. So in the stores, you can go to like here we have like a Shopko, you know, we have a Walmart, we have a Target, we have, you know, other stores. And pretty much the only VHS thing you can buy in these stores anymore was this Funai model that was a VHS player recorder and a DVD player recorder. So, and I think it's like $150 or something like that. So evidently they're the only company that is around making them. Well, not anymore. You know, so they've announced this is the end is due to a sales drop in the last many years. So sales of, they had sales of 750,000 units last year. Wow, 750,000 people bought VHS players. I mean, I guess if you still have tapes, you know, you still need to have, you know, a means to play them or, you know. So, I mean, I still have tapes. You know, I need to go ship them off somewhere or buy one of these last players and, you know, digitize my all this content that I still have, you know. You know, like stuff I've done over the years, recorded things like that. So, so at the peak of these VHS sale players was about 15 million units some 20 years ago. So the other reason they're discontinuing this is the parts used for these VHS machines are harder to get. So Sony's Betamax ended production back in 2002. So, you know, the true end of an era that started back in the mid-70s and peaked at the end of the 90s when the DVD player took over, you know, is officially coming to an end here. So I purchased my first VHS player back in the mid-80s when prices were dropped to under $250. So I had a Sony VHS, and I had a Hi8 recorder and player for years, you know, and finally donated them about 8 years ago. So I wish I would have kept my Hi8. I still have a lot of tapes I need to get off. So it's a format that is not all that great compared to today's digital offerings, but one that I grew up with in my adult years, and a format that will be permanently recorded into my life's memories. So, Yeah, rest in peace, VHS. So maybe I should go out and buy one of these players. I shouldn't hold off any longer. And hopefully it'll last many years. I don't think my wife would agree that we would need to buy one of these. So probably won't happen, but I should make it happen. This week's rant, hotel surge pricing model finds its way to Disneyland. Oh, so just like the hotels raise their prices during things like conventions or other large events, Disneyland has taken a page out of that mantra and applied it to how busy their parks get. And now they're charging more for entrance tickets during peak times. I am and have always been against this type of business practice. I know that when hotels have more guests, they need to add additional staff, so I get the extra charges per night. But it's crazy when those charges for a room that normally goes for, say, $89 a night get cranked up to $250 a night. You know, same room, same housekeeping needs, other usage of the hotel, you know. But, you know, three times the amount, you know, pretty much. So don't agree with that. So, you know, I'd be okay if it was, say, you know, like $129 a night during peak times. Okay, you know, that's reasonable, a little extra, you know. That's reasonable, you know. But, you know, so now back to Disneyland, you know, they think their surge pricing will help in the same way, you know. So, you know, in other words, you know, when the park gets busy, they need to hire more people and bring in more people and, you know, at least they're not charging three to four times the amount of, like, their surge ticket prices. I think it's, like, normally it's, like, $106 to get in normally, and the surge pricing is, like, $120, I think. I probably should have checked those numbers before I recorded the segment, but it's not too bad, but still, it's more, and, you know, I mean, gosh, I mean, over $100 just to get in to the park. That's why you get discount tickets from other people or places you're staying at, or you buy the park hopper, the multiple-day park hopper tickets, and drops the price dramatically, you know, I mean, so, if they're going to, you know, they're going to do this, you know, I'm still no fan of this practice in general, but, you know, I think they should find other ways to manage their day-to-day entrance policies and, you know, the number of people they have in the park and manage, you know, where things are and all that. But, you know, it's a popular place, happiest place on earth, and now cost a little bit more during peak times. This week's shameless plug. Just got back from California, which was my first time there in almost 3 years. So, went to Hollywood and Anaheim for a few days at the end of July. So my wife's granddaughter went to this gifting event where there were a lot of, like, B-list celebrities, you know, like you know, teen singers and pop stars and you know, other people that have been part of television shows and things like that. Like the little guy from, I didn't prepare. I don't know. I couldn't remember his name, but anyway. He plays Han on Two Broke Girls. He was one of the stars there, so it was kind of cool, you know, to meet up with some of these people and see them and everything like that. And you know, the gifting part of it, you know, we ended up with, you know, various, you know, the vendors that were there. Some had, like, you know, sandals. Whammo was there. They had frisbees and other stuff. And you know, we got to eat part of. They had a catered lunch that had a few items that was good, you know. So it was fun to go to, but hadn't been to Hollywood in years, so it was fun, but kind of pricey. I mean, our room for one night was $310, you know, for a Hilton Garden Inn. You know. Granted, it was walkable to where we were staying, so that I did that on purpose so we wouldn't have to, like, drive and pay for parking and things like that. So that was fun, and then we stayed next to Disneyland for a couple days, but we didn't actually go into Disneyland, you know. No, it wasn't the surge pricing that prevented us from going in, so this was kind of a quick trip. So we met up with some good friends, Joy and Blake, and had dinner with them at Downtown Disney. We went to go watch the fireworks after dinner, but they were canceled that night, so... So the bummer part about this, the next day, I read that Duran Duran had performed that night. So instead of, we were waiting, in Downtown Disney for fireworks, and the fireworks show got canceled. So, yeah, so I could have saw Duran Duran at Irvine Meadows, well, all my wife and her granddaughter and myself. Wished I would have read up about that before, and, you know, my fault for not reading the local concert updates before the trip. I usually do that, but, you know, this is kind of a quick trip anyway. So, you know, so that was kind of bummed, you know, once I'm like, oh, are you serious? I love Irvine Meadows. I love Duran Duran. Gosh, you know, I'm sure we could have gotten tickets, you know. I'm sure it was packed, but, you know, the lawn seats there, I'm sure would have, you know, we could have easily got tickets for that. So, regardless, that's in hindsight there. So, the next day on Sunday, we spent the day at Newport Beach. And then we took a couple days to get back home. After that, we left for home, you know, on Monday, drove and stayed the night in St. George, and then finished the rest of the way to Salt Lake. So, a lot to do in a few days, but it was fun. You know, I had a lot of fun. It was, you know, my wife's granddaughter's 13, or, well, you know, and, you know, she enjoyed her time there and everything like that. And, you know, a lot of driving. She got kind of bored driving, but still, you know, good. You know, fun times, and, you know, quick little California trip. And like I said, I hadn't been there in almost 3 years. So last time I was there was November 2013. So fun trip. Going again. Now, if I can just stay focused, want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you cannot be specific, or if you can't be specific, just be random.